Everyone likes our next guest, though. From the Midco Sports Network, our good friend Jay Elson. Hey, Jay, good afternoon.
Hi, fellas. How are you?
That was an interesting segue there, but that is a nice...
And you know, hey, technically, I don't think O.J. was ever convicted, so...
Yeah, we should probably say allegedly.
Let him sue me then.
We don't want defamation or libel or anything coming back at
true.
Us.
Just look it out for you guys.
Yeah, appreciate that, buddy. Appreciate that.
Saw Jay on the softball field the other night. Are you doing okay? You know, normally a couple of days after softball, you're pretty sore.
I'm moving much better today, Craig. Thanks.
Good for you, man. Good for you. It's always good just to get out
there.
Well,
he plays with the big boys. He doesn't play that lower level.
No, he plays, he's the top level of all that he plays. But it's always fun to get out there, Jay, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an absolute blast. You know, just kind of realize that competitive fix that you need. And, you know, the former athletes that a lot of us are, and just gives you a chance to get out there and remember what it feels like to compete a little bit. So it's a lot of fun. And the muscle pains and stuff, I don't remember that, though, like when I was a little younger.
Yeah, the older you get, the more pain you comes in different parts of the body.
One hour of softball equals 4 hours of rehab and icing.
That's true.
Yeah,
what's keeping you busy and the rest of the folks at Midco Sports Network busy here during the summer?
Well, obviously, we scale down a little bit once the school year is kind of let out and things like that, so things do slow down. But, you know, we're still wrapping up inside the Summit League. There's one more week left. Tom and the guys have to do one more show for that. And then Jason Andera and myself have one more week of Varsity Sports Now. So we'll be wrapping up talking state track from this weekend. We'll show a lot of highlights and stuff from that. It was Alex Seiner, does a great job helping us out with track. And so we've got that. And we'll do some North Dakota baseball as well in that final episode. But then we move into our summer programming, which is kind of exciting. It's a kind of a still relatively new thing. We started a few shows last year, and two of those are back. Midco Motorsports being one of them. That's the one that I host, covering racing all over the region, and then Benchwarmers, which is a sports panel show. Where Craig, you were on it last year. You get to come in and just give your opinions, which you're good at. And a lot of guys, fortunately, in this market are very good at sharing. And it's a really good time. We got them. We got set up with Buffalo Wild Wings this year, where we get to go over there and shoot it during their lunch rush. So we should have a great crowd for an on-location shoot and some crowd participation. Make it a lot of fun.
Matic, if you need somebody to step in at Buffalo Wild Wings over the lunch hour, just let me know.
I will let you know, Tubbs.
Yeah, I'm sure. So tell us about this Midco Motorsports. Jay, what kind of races are you guys going to be covering? What are you guys going to be looking at with that?
Well, we do, kind of the obvious. Usits around here, I-90, we'll cover a lot as well. We get video every week from Knoxville because there's a lot of interest in what goes on at that track every week, not just during the Knoxville Nationals. And then we've got our guys up at the Grand Forks office that shoot River City Speedway up there, which is basically their Husits. That's the track that everybody knows about. That's probably the most attended track. They have the World of Outlaws usually twice a year. So we'll have those events. We'll be covering those this summer again as well. And then anything else that we can find in there. And this weekend is a good example. We're starting to shoot, because our first episode actually tapes next week and then airs next Thursday. But the AMA Extreme Dirt Track National Championship Series, which is quad racing, is going to be at Sioux Valley Cycle Club in near Renner this weekend. So we went out and talked to Michael Colburn, who is a Garrettson native and a championship contender each and every year in that series. So we're going to have some stuff from that and just trying to fill it in, whatever people are interested in. And we had a good run with it last year, being the first time, and Rod Pattison, gracious enough to helping us out again this summer. He's very plugged into the racing community and has a lot of knowledge about the sport, knows a lot of people, and so he's going to be helping us out. And so we're really excited about what year two of Midco Motorsports is going to bring.
I know the folks over at I-90 Speedway were pretty excited here a couple of weeks ago or so. They had a ton of cars lined up for the races over there.
Yeah, and a part of that was because some of the confusion, or I don't know if you'd call it confusion, but the situation with Rapid Speedway and Rock Rapids, they shut it down about 3 weeks ago. They announced that they were canceling the entire 2014 season, and so there was some hard feelings about that, but it just kind of came out of nowhere, and so that had some guys scrambling to find a place to race, because that's where they like to go, and so a lot of cars ended up going to I-90 that would normally have been running at Rapid Speedway and Rock Rapids. The good news for race fans in that area, in this area that enjoy that track as well, for that matter, is that the Lyon County Fair Board has come in and kind of salvaged that season. They've got a new management team in place. We talked to that individual this week, and he's going to be featured on our first episode next Thursday night, just talking about what that all entailed, about scrambling to not only just salvage the season, but salvage some of the dates that were originally planned, you know, because some, you know, obviously when people back out of things, there's hard feelings. And so they had to do some repair work on some of that to get some of those people to recommit to that track for this season. So a lot of interesting stuff involved with that. There's also Park Jefferson Speedway down in Jefferson, South Dakota. It's been closed for the last 3 years. A group is now reopening that, and it's scheduled to start, I believe it's the second week of June with their season. So some good news for race fans in this area that we're looking for other options other than just Houston to 990. So, you know, the more the merrier, I guess.
Is that place down by Jefferson, is that the old dog racing facility down there?
That I don't know. There's a couple of different tracks in that area, and sure. I think this, the racetrack is the one that's closer to the interstate, and I think what you're thinking of would be a little bit farther back. You can see it.
Yes.
It's not far behind there, but okay. I think it's just the track, the racetrack near the interstate that's reopening.
Tell us about Midco Motorsports, date and time for all of us to watch on the Midco Sports Network.
Yeah, it's going to be on Thursday nights, you know, for the next 10 weeks, so we've got a good run of it. And we're excited. 7 o'clock is what we're slated for, and you know, so we're going to start right off the bat. Hopefully, I'm a little worried. I heard your weather report, and I didn't really enjoy it, because you know, when rain comes, that means racing doesn't happen, which means me having to scramble for content a little bit more than normal. So you know, hopefully Mother Nature will cooperate, but we've got some stuff in the can already, ready to.
Sure.
To, you know, give us a little bit of a head start. Like I said, we shot something with Michael Coburn already that we're going to air during that episode. We've got that interview with Rapid Speedway that's ready to go. So hopefully either here or in Grand Forks, but preferably all three tracks in the area, those two areas, end up getting a chance to race this weekend, because it's, again, going to be a lot of highlights, and you're going to hear from the drivers, which is something you don't get everywhere.
Sure.
Something that we really like, that we focus on each class. It's not just a sprint car show. It's not just a stock car show. It's trying to give everybody a little bit of time and give people in this area. There are a lot of race fans, and the whole idea is just to give them 30 minutes a week, where all that we talk about is local racing. And
a lot
so,
of fans.
Yeah, and I think that's what people really enjoyed about year one, and I think it's why a lot of people are probably looking forward to year two.
Starts next Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Midco Motorsports. Bench Warmers, when is that preview?
The very next week, Wednesday the 11th is that one. We'll actually tape those shows on Mondays at Buffalo Wild Wings. So if you guys ever want to come out and just hang out and see what goes into
love hanging,
you know, that on location site, you know, and they certainly want to pack the place and get a good crowd in there, and like we said, get some participation. We want you guys to contribute to the discussion that's going on that particular day. So the nice thing about that show is, you know, we can kind of fly by the seat of our pants a little bit. If there's stuff going on that breaks, we can talk about it, and you know, we're not limited to necessarily a rundown. You know, we'll actually have a plan in place, obviously, but it's going to be pretty fluid. If there's something that trumps something else, so we'll talk about that, and hopefully get some people involved in that conversation and have a little fun with it.
Hey Jay, thanks for the time, pal. Appreciate it. Good luck with the racing. Let's hope it gets in this weekend.
Yeah,
and we'll talk more about it real soon. All right.
I appreciate it, fellas. Thanks a lot.
All right, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
Jay Olson, Midco Sports Network, talking about Midco Sports, Midco Motorsports.